You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
RJ, how often do you change towels?
Or face cloths?
At least once a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, I'm not afraid to take care of some laundry.
Probably don't use big towels.
That was not nice.
I'm going to bring you in face cloths tomorrow as towels.
Full-size towels. This is swimming on me. RJ, it's a face cloth.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Were you impressed with my cornholing?
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN, the big 9 o'clock hour. Stuff You Missed is going to be happening in about 14-ish minutes. Our boss, John Winthrop, has now arrived in the building. Always nice to see him.
I can understand why his wife can't keep her hands off him. Look at him.
He's wonderful.
He just oozes sex.
I love him. I don't look at him like you look at him, but as a friend, I like him very much.
Oh,
as a football fan, not as much. As a friend, very much.
Yeah, I think he's lost a little with the football fandom.
He doesn't care about it.
Like, you know. I'm underwhelmed with his lack of interest between the 20s.
Anybody can be a fan when it gets to the 8, right? I mean, yeah, first and goal from the 4, of course, right. That moves the needle for anybody. I care about the 43.
Of course, some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
And then he says stuff like that.
I don't know how you get up from that. Because I would never say something like that.
No, rest my case.
No. My aunt's funeral. I couldn't make it. It was on a football Sunday.
No.
What?
I don't think that's something to be proud of.
Well, I'm not proud. I'm just telling you.
Were you close with your aunt?
She was lovely, yeah.
What can you do at that point, though?
Right, that's the thing.
You know?
Like, she's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't save her. If it was Aunt Ann needs a kidney, get down to the hospital quickly, or like a blood transfusion, and you can help, maybe I...
What if the phone call was, hey, Aunt...
Ann.
Anne,
right,
is close. We need you to come down.
And she's desperate to say goodbye to you?
Right. First question is probably like, does she have a TV in her room?
Well, I think the first question is, where are we in the day?
That should not be the first question.
I'm sorry.
It's 12:45.
Oh, God.
She could be gone by the 4 p.m.
She won't make it to the 4 p.m. window?
I don't know.
Can't they pump her full of meds that she can make it to that in between the 7 and 8 o'clock games?
I don't think there's such thing as pumping anyone full of meds, especially the way you just did it.
So that's the answer you get before. That's the reaction you get before the game. Imagine we're talking like it's, I don't know, 3:41.
Yeah.
Giants are driving down 4.
Here's the problem. I don't answer the phone.
So you would come to your phone after the game and be like, oh no.
Yeah, and Anna's passed. And I never got a chance to say goodbye.
You couldn't have just pumped her with some medicine.
Yeah. I mean, if they really cared, they would give her some of that of the medicine.
So where do you pivot to from there? Like, oh no, Aunt Anne has passed, and you're like, All right, can we fire up Bengals Chiefs on TV 2, please?
Well, once she's passed, there's nothing you can really do. And she was older. She was like in her late 80s.
Anne would have wanted me to watch Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know what you could do at that point.
Well, I think at that point you would feel so bad that you didn't get. I mean, you missed the opportunity to say goodbye to Aunt Anne.
Probably so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't feel like that would be the case with you though.
Unless I'm actually put into that position, it's hard to really truly analyze.
You may be like the real life Larry David. That might be who you are.
100%.
Because I'm just watching the new season of Curb, and he goes over to his friend's house who's had a death in the family. So he goes over there, it's his neighbor, and he's like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And he's like, well, it's not actually my dad, it's my father. And he's like, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's family. He's like, well, but it's not your dad. Is your dad alive? He's like,
right.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's great. He's like, it's like if your neighbor's dog dies. It's not your dog, it's your neighbor's dog.
Right.
So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The guy's like,
now you're getting it.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you should have heard when Sherry walked downstairs that one day. She's like, I have 103. I was like, 12:48. She's like, I have 103, and I have to go to urgent care, and I can't get there on my own. I was like, well, we'll go after the games.
No, she can't
She's
wait.
She's like, I need to go to urgent care. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
And you made her go by herself.
I don't remember whether she went by herself or whether she didn't go, but I wasn't going to go.
That's somehow worse.
All of it's bad. Santi, all of it is bad.
No. What's bad is she wasn't feeling well. She waited all morning
How dare she have the lack of respect
all
to not feel well?
All morning long, I was just sitting there watching
pregame, waiting.
Yeah, but
it was probably like 100, and then it all of a sudden spikes to 103, and then she gets nervous. She wants her knight in shining armor.
I don't remember. I am hardly a knight in shining armor.
Maybe you should be.
Could you have the decency to not faint in front of me while the game is going on?
Yeah, this is why you have none of the steamy romance chapters of your life like I just read about.
Oh, I got steamy
romance. No, you take her to the hospital? Is it urgent care?
Is that more steamy or is that more just...
This was steamy.
You know what happens if I'm at urgent care at 1:37 on a Sunday?
Nothing.
I start to seize.
Just stop it.
I'm telling you.
Well, good thing you're at the emergency care.
Yeah, they'd move her to the side and be like, we have an issue here. Stat.
What's wrong with him? I can't watch football.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
I'd be shaking.
Well, as Sherry's getting pumped with IV bags.
I need IV bags.
You lose, Sherry. House burns down.
Burns to the ground.
You don't recognize that in the moment, though.
I recognize it every moment of every day.
All
that
your
without
fancy
her,
TVs? All those? Useless.
Not. I'm living in a hut down by the river if I don't have her.
She goes, you have no idea
totally
how to pay YouTube TV.
I'm telling you, you put me in a hospital 1:47 on a Sunday, and I am a loose cannon.
Sherry goes, you're the Mets offense. That's what you become.
Yeah, I become DJ Stewart if she leaves.
Swing a 3-0. It's a little pop-up.
Great. Let's go to Tommy, Connecticut. Good morning, Tommy. You're on 98.7.
How are you guys going to pick me up when I'm laughing this hard?
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're here to help, Tommy.
You're unbelievable. First of all, I want to get to the Yankees real quick and the Juan Soto at all. But, Ricky, what did you think about Shaterkin's cross-check on Crosby?
Listen.
You would have done the same.
I love that stuff. Yeah, I despise the Penguins, them almost more than
Hank
the Rangers.
Has done that.
I might hate the Penguins more than the Rangers.
I think a lot of people hate the Penguins.
I despise them. Evgeny Malkin may be the ugliest person on the planet.
Oh my goodness!
And real quick, also calling back to the CMT, I did some tree work at Augusta National. We had to climb trees after an ice storm and paint every tree that we cut.
Yeah, there's nothing. Everything there is perfect. I guess that you don't even see squirrels or anything there, right?
It's immaculate.
And have you tried one of their palmetto sandwiches?
No palmettos for me. You know that's a palm tree.
But you know you can eat palm trees. They're very high in protein.
That's why the sandwich is so cheap.
Yeah. Right. High in fiber. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
You got something on the Yankees, Tom?
Yeah. Just about the Juan Soto of it all. Obviously, he was amazing at the plate. But I was just so impressed with his defense. You know, obviously, you know, he had the one throw to the plate, which was fantastic, charging on the ball. But I don't even think it was a putout. There was a play he made in the corner where I think the ball short hopped the wall, and he just barehanded it and just immediately made the throw in and stopped the runner from advancing. I was just so impressed with this guy for his first weekend as a Yank.
Well, I think that, and we appreciate the phone call, Tommy. I think that's one of the things I find most impressive is that as far as coming to a new situation, recognizing it's the Yankees, knowing what the expectations are going to be for you and the team when you get here, and also seeing how some players, really good players, struggle to find their way in New York, and for him to do it as seamlessly
but
as he's done it.
He doesn't have that. Like, no, I know,
but
that's
what
never
makes,
going to
but
be
that's
him.
What makes him so attractive. As a Mets fan, that's what made him so attractive. Is there's no, he is built. Like, this
he's
is where
built
he's,
for anywhere.
But this is where he's at his best.
Yes. And it seems, now I know things are going well and it's early, it seems like he loves it. Like you can see him in the outfield. They win a game and he's so motivated.
I think he loves being the center of attention.
Well, he's going to be the center of attention here. For good or for bad, he's going to be the center of attention.
There are some people, some players that in those moments, they're at their best.
So I know we don't want to spend a ton of time discussing what happens, you know, at the end of the year and if he leaves. But what happens if he has a monster season? Yankees don't win, but they go ALCS, and he's great. And they just don't make the same financial offer that another team makes, and the Yankees lose him to somebody else. Fan base revolts.
Well, I think that's the biggest fear, though. If I was a Yankees fan, that would be my biggest fear. Biggest fear, if he stays true to his word and says, I want the most money. You saw what he turned down in Washington. I mean, can the Yankees get to the level that a team like the Mets are going to be willing to go to? Doesn't feel like it. No, you can't use the same excuse. If all of a sudden now the excuse is, well, we don't feel comfortable paying anyone on average more money than Aaron Judge is making, because that was the excuse of the Gerrit Cole thing with the Yamamoto offer, right? There's like, how do we justify paying a guy that's never pitched in Major League Baseball more money than Gerrit Cole? Doesn't make sense. Not fair to Gerrit Cole. Like, if you pull that same stuff and then he ends up on the Mets, like, that would be, I think, a big problem, especially if he continues to play the way he's playing. He wins an MVP, and then you don't want to pay him what the Mets are willing to pay him.
Yeah. RJ, he wins an MVP. You and I are probably having a nice meal out.
That would be great, but if he wins MVP, and all we talked about was the only thing that could hold him back is the defense. Defense looks
more than adequate right now.
Jeff Pass was on the K-Show yesterday saying, like, the bidding he expects to start around 50 mil a year.
Start at 50?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I have it in front of me. Pass and on the K-Show, how much per year will Soto get paid?
50.
That's what I'm thinking.
There are a couple different ways this can go. This could be an AAV play where the average annual value breaks the highest mark. You know, right now, if you look at Shohei Ohtani and you take that net present value as opposed to the value without deferrals, yes, he's going to get paid $70 million eventually for every year that he plays with the Dodgers. But the actual present value of that's about $46.8 million. You could do that, or you could go for total value and look at, you know, 500 plus. But if he can shore up his defense and can play the way that he did throw the sliding catch, I mean, clutch plays and sound defense in right field, nobody will have a thing to say about him other than, how much would you like me to write onto this blank check, sir?
He's going to, I mean, if you give him 50 and Judge is getting, what, 40? You're going to go two players, 90 million before you do anything else.
Plus Gerrit Cole making 36.
Right. So now you're at $126 million for three players.
Well, and then what Stanton makes.
A lot of money.
Yeah, I don't want to have this conversation now because
I understand.
I promised you I wouldn't have this conversation.
But this is going to hang over the heads of the Yankees all season.
You have to think that this would be part of what the Mets are trying to do and why maybe Pete's not done already. Or they're not willing to go to a number that Pete wants.
I mean, Soto to Pete.
Because they need pitching.
Desperately. And then you got a lot of free agents this
right,
off
season. I've asked you this question before. If it's long-term commitment to, if you get one or the other, you want Pete or you want Soto?
It's not close.
Okay, so you're not paying both.
No.
No.
But it's like, Pete's a really good player. Soto is a all-time great player who's 25 years old.
Well, that's what makes him so attractive. That's why he's going to get the money he's going to get.
Right, so, I mean,
that's the thing you've noticed about the market now.
The games are never too big for him. He's produced on the biggest stages already.
He won a championship. Yep.
He won a championship. He's on base all the time. He's a great hitter. He's a lefty hitter. I mean, what's the downside?
What was the defense?
It was, and it doesn't look like that's the case now.
No, it has not. Yeah, but I think the one thing that we've learned this offseason is that the whole Scott Boras asking for 9 years, $270 million for Blake Snell, and teams are just going to roll over and give, you know, give Scott Boras what he wants, isn't necessarily going to happen. But for the select few that meet certain criteria, they're going to get what they want. Right? Like, Ohtani was going to get what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yamamoto, because of his age, was going to get what he wanted. The guy hadn't thrown a pitch. And he had the offer from the Dodgers, he had the offer from the Mets, and then he had more AAV from the Yankees. Like, Juan Soto is going to get what he wants.
I said it yesterday, and we kind of joked about it. Paxton says started $50 million.
Well, I think what he means to is just how the contract is going to be. Like, Ohtani's not going to get to the 700 if he says, I want a straight-up 10-year $700 million deal.
No,
not
but
happen.
If you finagle the contract,
I'll
now
defer
you wind
$680 million. Okay, you can get the $700
right. We'll kick it down the road.
Right, because present value for that, like Jeff just said, is closer to $47 million.
But this guy's going to get $50 million a year.
He's probably going to want to get He probably won't have the highest average.
So this guy, this guy's going to get a 12-year, $600 million deal.
Well, depending on depending on what teams want to do. I think you try to, I mean, situations like that, you usually kind of pick which one you prefer. Would you want the more years or you want the higher AAV?
Right.
Unless he's just one of those guys that people don't care. It's you get both.
Unless he wants two kicks at the can.
I think this is probably going to be the one big one.
The big one?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, at that point, you're going to sign it. He'll be 26, sign a 10-year deal. What are you getting at 36? What are you going to get at 37, 38, 39? Usually those are the, I mean, you're making 50 at the end of it because we're paying for the first seven or first eight.
But how about if he gets a 5-year deal worth, I don't know.
Okay, but is that, how much more money, how much is the money going to go up at that point? He's not as attractive because now he's 31 as opposed to he's signing this at.
But 31 is still pretty attractive for a 7-year deal.
Right, but you're paying the premium now because he's only going to be 26 years old.
Right. Dave, you're 100% right. If my wife came to me at 12:45 on a Sunday, if they're not feeling well all morning, not only am I not going with her, I'm taking the keys away and she can walk to the urgent care. I wouldn't do that.
You see what you do, though.
This is your fault.
Right. This is your fault.
How?
Because you enable people to act this way.
I don't enable anything.
Yeah,
now,
you do.
Now whoever sent you that feels totally justified in their behavior.
So you think that with my actions, I'm justifying everyone else to let their inner lunacy run rampant?
They're trying to be like you.
No one can be like me.
And this is
true. Well, I mean, it's... There's only one you, but there are people that are trying to emulate you.
At what point, Raymond, because like you've known me for a long time. We've known each other for like 13-plus years. At what point did you realize, like, this is not an act, and this guy is different?
It took me a few years, honestly. I kept saying to myself, there's no way he actually believes this. There's no way he functions this way. And it's crazy because even still, you find ways to surprise me. To this day.
Like what?
Like, not necessarily stories like that one, but you know, the polls, like the Tara Reid thing from last hour. I don't know, like you try to play it off like you didn't know.
No,
exactly.
I forgot her name.
Into.
I remember the incident.
Of course.
You remember all of that.
All of it, in the way it came out.
Yeah. But her bosom just popped out.
Your takes on euthanasia. We can get into all of this in 3 stars later.
That was another thing from Curb.
What?
Is that Leon's had the loose shorts on and was hanging out.
Oh, really?
And you could see it.
I haven't watched Curb in a very long time.
Oh, it's so good.
Still good?
It's still pretty good.
This is it.
This is it, yeah.
This is the last season. RJ? RJ!
Hi, Dave.
Are you ready?
I am.
Have you been listening to any of the conversation we've been having?
All of it. Every last word.
How's it going?
A lot of pants and shorts showing talk today.
Is that bad?
That happened to me in yoga once.
We've heard.
Told you that.
We've heard. Are you ready?
You're supposed to wear stuff that guards against that?
I was wearing basketball shorts.
Like underwear? Like, yeah.
I got yelled at for it. It was a mistake.
That happened on Friends. Remember that episode?
Yeah. It's another good show.
Like the mouse is out of the house. Raymond, start it up.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
So the Yankees are 5-0 for the first time since...
92.
1992. The Mets are 0-4 for the first time since... 2005.
Great.
Tough one. Wasted an outing from Sean Manaea. 5 2/3 no-hit innings, which is the deepest no-hit bid by a Mets pitcher in his debut ever. Mets actually held the Tigers down for 9 innings.
Why are we reliving this?
Because he loves it.
He loves it.
Yeah, you do.
Edwin Diaz looked great.
He is great.
His new entrance to the
intro,
light show.
That's
holy moly.
It's like the Northern Lights out there.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Nice if they could win, but...
Mets hitless in 19 plate appearances with a runner on.
It's good.
Sorry.
God.
Good. Ronel Blanco no hits the Jays, throws 105 pitches. 8th big league start. Pretty good.
You see how many no-hitters the Astros have as a team?
They have won each of the last 3 years.
I think they have 17 in their franchise history.
Oh, RJ, by the way, I saw a video of a guy eating the rainbow cookie egg roll.
Oh, I saw that. I think I saw that as well.
Said delicious.
So at Citi Field,
sounds gross.
You're not going to try it?
RJ's going to eat it.
A rainbow cookie egg roll?
Oh, were you not here when we talked about this?
No.
So the Mets...
I don't get here when you guys get here.
So the Mets have the rainbow cookie, wrapped in a fried egg roll with, what is it, some kind of like raspberry jam or something inside?
It's the rainbow cookie.
So when we go to the game on
he's going to eat it.
On May 2, you're going to get one?
I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
You're not?
I'm intrigued, but I will not have that.
He can't now. He's on a special diet.
Very special
diet. I'm very concerned about the road you're going down because I've already seen you diet now. You're taking it up a notch.
I'm taking it up a notch.
Are you going to bring like hard-boiled eggs to the pregame?
I'll probably bring hard-boiled eggs to the show.
Oh, why don't I just... I can just ask them at Publicans to make you egg whites.
Or hard-boiled eggs. Those are very nice, too. I can't have the same thing consistently.
They're not
going
to sit there and peel them. They're not going to peel them for you.
Well, why wouldn't they peel them?
Because they don't
peel them. Sherry peeled them for me.
Well, Sherry did, but you ordered.
She boiled them last night. And
she's your wife.
And then she peeled them for me.
Well, she's your wife.
Yeah. I thought that was very nice.
I don't think the people at Publicans are going to sit there in the back and peel your eggs for you.
I could see him saying that to the people at
Publicans.
Yeah,
how come these aren't peeled?
I mean, my wife does it.
Well, it would be nice.
If they care,
I mean,
they would do it,
right? If I'm putting on a live show, the least they could do is peel the eggs.
Why not get a poached egg? Same thing.
I don't know. That becomes messy.
No.
Then the yolk starts
shooting
all over.
Poached hard.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, get it poached hard so it's not as... The yolk's not all over the place.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. Look at you. Pirates 5-0 for the first time since 83. They double up the Nats 8-4. Josh Jung, the Rangers third baseman, fractured his right wrist, and he went over the Rays. Not good there. Mike Clevenger's back in the big leagues. He agrees to a one-year deal with the White Sox. Talked about Caitlin Clark, dropped 41. The Iowa Hawkeyes on to the Final Four, get revenge over LSU.
Did you guys see the White Sox didn't have their first base coach? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
That's great.
Everyone just staring at each other in the dugout.
Like, where is he? Where did he go?
You know there's dysfunction when you're losing coaches.
He's gone.
Yeah, at one point it was literally just everyone in the dugout staring at each other.
That's a good look.
I did not know, though, you can't start the inning without a first base coach.
Would that be?
It's not optional. I don't know. It's mandatory.
It could be part of your segment.
You know what?
Yes.
Let's find out the genesis of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Rules by Rothenberg.
You're all in on this.
I love it. The flea flicker was reminiscent of a dog flicking off fleas.
That's what we learned earlier.
Oh, it's great stuff.
What about the Hail Mary, Dave?
Let me get to that.
All right. Paige Beckers goes for 28-10-6. UConn back to the Final Four. They beat USC and Juju Watkins. By the way, that three-point line in Portland, which is where the UConn-USC game was played, you remember that they had two different...
Yeah, it wasn't the same, yeah.
So it was 9 inches off.
That's a big deal.
9 inches. They played on that floor last night and they got it right, so that's good job by them.
It's deeply unsettling how the court is a different color, though. You've got that gap.
Not good.
Tyrese Halliburton scores 27, 13 assists, leads the Pacers 133-111 over the Nets, who are
That's
bad.
About a good year.
No, the Pacers were up 75-47 at halftime.
That's not good, is it?
No. In that game, by the way, and this surprised me a little bit, but I guess when you think about how long he's been around, Rick Carlisle passed Red Auerbach for 12th all-time
That's wild.
In coaching wins with 939. You don't really think of that. I mean, Rick Carlisle's got a title, but you don't think of him in that way.
Well, you don't think of him as an all-time great coach. You don't really think of him as being around forever, but I guess he's been around for a long time.
He was with the Mavs for a very long time.
I got an answer for you.
Yeah?
The term became widespread after an NFL playoff game between the Cowboys and the Vikings. Raymond, you'll remember at least seeing this game, not live, but in highlights.
No, I was not around for it.
I know. December 28, 1975. When Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach said about his game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver Drew Pearson, who vehemently pushed off, by the way, quote, "I closed my eyes and said a Hail Mary." And then
nice.
It came the Hail Mary.
I'm surprised you didn't know that off the top of your head.
I didn't, but now I do.
The original 88.
There's only so much room in his head with all the where did people go to call
yeah,
that's right.
I mean, if Tara Reid's getting bumped out, then.
Right, there's no way
she's
happening.
Still in. She's still in. Yeah. She's good. She's safe. She's safe.
Yeah, we know.
She has nothing to worry about. Right. She's going nowhere.
Knicks change OG Anunoby's injury designation from right elbow management to right elbow tendinopathy. Can you tell me what that means, Rick?
It's like a tendonitis in your elbow. Hmm.
So he's missed the last 8 and 25 of the last 28. Mitch is questionable tonight. Knicks Heat right here, 98-7.
Big game.
7 o'clock pregame following our buddy Dan Grasso. Devin Booker had himself a night, 52 points against the Pels, 124-111 win. Booker joins Wilt as the only players in NBA history. 3 straight games with 50 or more against a single opponent. So he just lights up the Pelicans whenever he plays them. Joel Embiid's on his way back for the Sixers. Could play as soon as tonight. Hasn't played since the end of January. Sidney Crosby, 3 points, clinches his 19th straight season, averaging at least a point per game, tying Gretzky, most in NHL history. Pens beat the Rangers 5-2. Rangers, 3 points up on the Canes, though, top spot in the East. Brock Nelson, overtime winner for the Isles, 4-3. They take down the Flyers. Isles still hanging out. 3 points out of a playoff spot. You got to jump over the Caps and the Wings, but...
Yeah, but don't they have two games in hand on the Flyers? Yep. Yeah.
They're hanging out there. Carson Wentz.
Just like Tara Reid was.
That's right. She really was.
Hers more popped out than it was hanging. Yeah,
I thought you did less hanging, more popped.
Not bad for someone that. Not bad for someone that didn't remember.
I didn't remember her name. I remember the incident vividly.
Great,
I remember
detail.
Because somebody, because she didn't know it popped out. She had no idea. Somebody ran over to her. Was like, it's popped out.
So you were just staring.
Well, yep. They were showing it on all like the Entertainment Tonight kind of shows.
And I'm to believe you forgot.
Just her name.
Carson Wentz is a Kansas City Chief. I guess you can cross that out if you're a Jets fan looking for a home for Zach Wilson. Running out of homes.
Oh, wouldn't you want him to be the third string quarterback anywhere, though? Would you want him to be your backup?
No, you can't have him as your backup.
Yeah, but how many third stringers? I guess the Jets are going to, if they're willing to...
They have to eat the money.
Yeah, to pay the majority of the money. Are we at a point with Zach Wilson where they have to eat the majority of the money?
Yeah, just buy a draft pick.
And attach a draft pick of their own?
Like Brock Osweiler.
Oh, great. Or Cleveland, right?
Yeah, right.
Beard.
What? That was a good analogy.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
Popped
out.
Carson Wentz is a Chief. Also a Chief is Rashee Rice, who was cooperating with Dallas authorities after a car registered or leased to him was involved in that crash over the weekend. And you see who's joining Colorado as a senior quality control analyst. Warren Sapp.
Yeah, I did see that. I think he's a graduate assistant.
Yeah, GA. So Deion's getting creative in how he builds
things.
He was
there a lot. Sapp was there. I was watching some of that the Deion Sanders show. I think it's on Prime. And
that would make sense.
Yeah. Sapp was there a lot.
And that's a bleep you missed.
That's nice.
You got to assume, though, like these athletes, everything you do is being videotaped. Like, just assume you do something stupid.
Correct.
Someone's going to have a video of it. Like the whole Rashee Rice, they have video of you wearing something and you are posting pictures at a party wearing the same outfit as you're walking away from the car accident. I mean...
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. But guys don't think. Clearly they don't think things through. Otherwise they wouldn't be making the mistakes they make.
He just established himself as Patrick Mahomes' go-to receiver and they win a Super Bowl and he's doing stupid stuff like this. What are you doing?
Be better.
You
gotta
have the one friend. You gotta have your Such. That's like, hey, dummy.
Is Such a little bit nerdy?
Such is like the brain.
The brain
nervous one of the group.
So he would think things 10 steps
like me
down
and Peter
the road.
He have some bad ideas and he'd be like, listen, dummies, we're not doing this.
Such is the teacher?
No, Pete's the teacher.
Pete's the teacher.
Such is the money guy.
So he does well.
Such is good, yeah.
Does he handle your money?
No.
No.
He doesn't feel. He didn't want to put himself through that.
You don't want to get into that. All right, RJ, you're done?
That's it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Pickleball America, May the 5th, noon, right around noon for the match, best of three. Up to 11. You can only win a point if you win a point on your serve.
That's the rules.
Yeah. Right. I am ready to go. And I also have pickleball Friday, Sunday this
nice.
Week. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. I think at some point we probably should play together.
I think that would be a good idea.
It sounds like Anita and Amani are just only playing together.
Well, they also don't have a lot going on.
And she also plays in a pickleball league, I think.
She's in a league. So she might be just dynamic.
She might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you could be dynamic.
We'll see. We'll see. You know what I have started doing, which I think is smart. I play, like, I'm probably at, like, if you had to rate someone like the 1 to 5 rating, yeah, probably like a 4, 3.5 or 4, right? You take that as you want. All right. But I've been playing with fives.
Wow.
So, like, I'm playing with a better level of opponent to try to make myself better.
Okay.
Because you play with someone who stinks. That's not,
yeah, you're not going to get much out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. Just
it should be fun.
I need you to stay in shape, stretch.
I'm
can't have you
don't
season
worry.
Up.
I'm ready to go.
It's the only thing that I'm worried about a little bit.
Is what, me seizing up?
Yeah, the back.
I've never
the back.
But I can fight through it at in the moment. I might be laid up for weeks after.
Yeah,
but
well, I expect that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I don't need, like, morning of. All of a sudden, you go put a sock on, and that's it.
No, I think you'll be good.
Okay.
I think, I'm hoping you're pleasantly surprised.
I was pleasantly surprised with how good you were at ping pong. You talked a big game, then to watch you actually play was nice.
Ping pong, I'm excellent at.
You are a good ping pong player.
Excellent.
Maybe we get into some massage.
That'd be great. If there's someone that would like to provide a free massage.
Well, you have a guy, I thought. Some cupping.
What guy?
I think you have your masseuse. Didn't you have like the 5-pack of massages or something?
That's not a guy.
Well, I know, but whoever the person.
That's a woman.
All right, well, maybe we get her back.
Allison.
We'll get Allison for another 5-pack.
Yeah.
A little, maybe some.
That would be nice. She's very strong hands.
Good.
Yeah, that's
get
very
in there
nice.
Deep.
Really into
really
the, dig into those muscles.
Yes.
That's nice.
Getting the lower back.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that too.
Maybe some cold tub, hot tub. A little contrast.
Yeah, I don't like the cold tub.
It's good for you.
Very, it's
feel,
very cold.
No, but you feel great
afterwards.
Yeah, but
you feel very cold and shivery.
All you need is a trash can.
That's great. Have. So if someone called right now and said, I'm giving up on the Mets, would you say, no, you can't, don't do that? Or would you say, I understand why?
I'd be disappointed.
There's someone giving up four games in.
There's 4 games in.
Okay. So let me ask you this now. At what point do you look at the Mets and say, it's getting late early here? You can't be far off.
No, well, yeah, I mean, you are kind of fine. Or you're kind of far off because it's. I mean, you're playing 162.
So you start
games.
Out 1-11, and you're like,
that's
no, they're okay.
No, I'm not going to say they're okay. I don't believe that they're okay right now. I just know that. I mean, the guys that are struggling right now, I expect to figure it out. I don't know if Luis Severino is going to be able to figure it out.
Fair,
right? Like, I don't know. So that's. I mean, that was. Of the people that I wanted to see have a good start to the season, Luis Severino was at the top of that list.
And I actually had a real thought.
I don't.
That's what I'm thinking.
There are a couple different ways.
I really believe. I made a mistake, okay? I really believed that he was going to be good. And watching that first performance was horrendous.
No, it was the same guy you saw last year. That was the problem with it. But as far as the other guys, you were reading off the averages for Nimmo and Lindor earlier in the show. Those guys will hit. Now, how long it takes them to get going is going to be...
But you, if you start hitting in May 11th,
right.
It could be too little too late.
Okay, yeah, right. Exactly right. But I'm gonna lean at this moment because I don't want to punt on the season already because we have to watch every single one of these games because we love the team and it's also because what we do is I'm gonna hope that they figure it out sooner rather than later.
They better.
But I thought that pitching well was a big deal.
It was a big deal up to a point. I mean, great that he was great. Awful that you couldn't score a run against the Tigers last night.
Okay, but I don't think you're understanding the point I'm making. Do I think that this team, and you know I don't because I didn't pick them to make the playoffs, is going to be a playoff team? No. Would I like to see them at least be competitive?
I agree with
that.
Be
fun to watch? Yes, and there were certain things going into this season that I had real problems with, real questions about. Severino was one of those guys. Not happy with his first start at all. Manaea, another one of those guys. Low risk, high reward. Maybe he found something last year. Great first start. 5 2/3, no hit baseball.
Awesome.
Awesome. What would What would Francisco Alvarez look like this year? Now, no, it's his job.
He looks great.
He looks freaking great. Do you expect Pete to hit? I do. Do you expect Lindor to hit?
I do.
I do. Do you expect Nimmo to hit?
I do.
I do. We'll see what happens with Jeff McNeil. The fact that Marte looks healthy now is a big deal.
Okay. Well, you know what? At some point, you got to start to stockpile a couple of wins. All right? So you can't get swept by Detroit.
No,
you can't start the season 0-6.
No. And it feels like with the weather and everything else, this is going to be a weird week game-wise. So to have, you know, last night...
I mean, you might be playing two tomorrow. You could get rained out today and tomorrow and have to push two games against Detroit down the road, which maybe would be better for this team. No?
I don't know. I mean, you kind of want to get back on the horse and find a way to start scoring some runs here.
I mean, they've played four games.
I can't believe that the way the sixth inning ends, in the top of the inning, where Manaea finally gives up his first hit, ball into left field, Nimmo makes a good throw, Alvarez, great tag, and then Alvarez, hustle double, and DJ freaking Stewart is swinging 3-0.
It's unbelievable.
DJ Stewart.
And popping out. It is unbelievable. But they are in one trying to score runs. They cannot put runs on the board.
Yeah, it's tough. In a season where, I mean, there were already lower expectations and not much real excitement, to get out of the gate like this is tough.
Francisco Lindor, who, I mean, God, he's frustrating. Because when he's bad, he's bad. He was asked, how do you avoid letting this snowball out of control?
We just got to keep the vibes in a very good place. And what, like I said today, it's everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody's working towards the same goal. Today, it felt completely different. Hitters meeting was good. And just the preparation was really good. And in the game, we were talking, you know, just bouncing ideas, bouncing approach. And we put good swings on the baseball today. It just, they didn't fall through. And it, like I said, it just hasn't come down to execution. So how do I gather the troops? Just do exactly what we did today. Just keep their vibes up. Keep the energy prepared. Continue to educate yourself and be ready to play the nine innings.
You know what's funny about this?
To him, man.
You know what's funny about this team? Is the more I watch this team play, and you're almost like, I remember watching Lindor when he played for Cleveland, and one of the exciting parts about him in Cleveland was just always a smile on his face.
Always. You could tell great
how much
personality.
He loved it. Yeah, right. And you can kind of slowly see in that being, you know,
ripped away from him.
Ripped away from a little bit just with the pressure that he's under, trying to be the face
by,
one of the faces
by
of
the
this
way,
team.
As negative as it is with the Mets, and it is one positive. Thank God they didn't sign Javi Baez.
He's a meme now.
He's awful.
I mean, him swinging at everything
he
that's thrown at him.
Awful.
No, so to finish my thought, when this is all said and done, the leader of this team is going to be Francisco Alvarez.
You think it'll be Alvarez's
team?
He
brings so much juice, dude. Like just how he handles the pitching staff, how smart he is.
He's a good player.
The double last night.
Well, you see why he was the number one prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most,
File a claim right on the State Farm mobile app and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rules by Rothenberg? I think it's slowly picking up steam.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it could be great.
I don't believe it is. It's pretty much just you Googling things.
But it's informative, and I think that would be nice.
Okay, but how would we? We'd have to. It couldn't be just like, "Hey, call in," and Dave will Google stuff.
No. Maybe you could send an email the day prior, and then I'll pick out the best ones, and then say how that came about. That could be nice.
You're gonna have to ask RJ because as the call was going on, RJ's like, "This is terrible. You got to make fun of this guy," and then you like the idea.
RJ, you hated that call?
I didn't hate the call. I don't love the idea.
Oh.
Has nothing to do with you.
If everyone is down on it, then we don't have to do it.
Has nothing to do with you. I'm sure you would make it as great as possible.
All it takes is you being all in, and it could be a great segment.
Right, this would be like this would be our show's version of Grasas.
Wow.
I don't know that
now
that
we're just naming it now, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying our version. We're not going to name it Grasas. I'm sure John
is very...
We
don't have to do it.
John
if you guys are so opposed,
like
I thought it was clever, I thought it was comedic, I thought it was informative. If you guys are so opposed, then we won't do it.
If you'd like to try it.
No, I don't want to try it.
You want to try it?
When will we try it, RJ? In a perfect world, when would we try this?
No. I really have to give us
10:30?
You know what? Forget it. Stop telling me, we'll try it. Maybe it's a good idea. And then it's like, now you mock it. Forget it. I'm not doing it.
Put it in place of the Family Feud.
I
want to do the feud.
This is what you do. This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than do it on our show, where it could bomb, you go on Greeny's show. Now you're part of the hashtag crew, and you do it there.
No.
That's what you do.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you and Hembo.
And Bubba.
And Bubba.
No, I don't want to do that.
You'd be Dave Bo.
No. That's a terrible idea.
And Bubba would probably beat you up, too.
Yeah.
So.
He's a dirty Cowboys fan, too.
He's a Mets fan, though.
Yeah, but he's a dirty Cowboys
fan. Let's go to Dave Bo and the hashtag crew.
No, I don't want to do that.
Hi, Greeny.
It's me, Dave Bo.
I don't know.
From DiPietro and Company.
You know, We won't do it.
Hey, Dave.
It's fine. All right. Let's go to Bill in Union. Hi, Bill.
Rick DiPietro and Company.
All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I listened to you guys, and prior to last night, I had never seen a women's college basketball game. But watching Caitlin Clark and Iowa, it is incredible to watch. And all the listeners need to listen to you guys and tune into the final against UConn because
that's the semifinals. Yeah. It would be UConn and then either, thanks for the call, Bill, either NC State or South Carolina.
Yeah. Feels like probably South Carolina.
Probably, but you never know.
But look, what's the spread of that game?
I'd have to...
You said you looked.
I only looked at the
Iowa. Why are you going to your phone? There's a computer right in front of you with a giant screen.
Yeah, but this is where I feel at my most comfortable.
It's where your special files are at?
Yeah. So Friday, it doesn't even have a spread for NC State, South Carolina. Does it?
Come on.
I swear to you.
What's the spread for the UConn?
Iowa's 2.5.
Why is there no spread for the South Carolina game? Yeah, there is no spread.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's such a big spread.
I'm going to check on the big computer.
RJ, go to ESPN Bet and see if there's a spread for South Carolina, NC State, please. Let's go to Dan in Jersey. Hi, Danny.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys today?
Good. What's going on, pal?
So, Rick, I have a quick question. As a Rangers fan, should I be concerned about Trouba going into the playoffs? He's kind of been a little bit lackluster since coming back from the injury, and I get he's coming back from the injury,
but it's
a little concerning.
No, he's just coming back. He knows he can't make that play last night. It's silly.
Yeah, but you know what? The guy hasn't played in a while.
No, I just said that.
He's just getting his legs under him. I think it's fine. 11.5.
But what site were you on?
I was on... I was on a women's college basketball site. It typically has the spreads for everything.
You know where he went, Rick?
Yeah, that's where he has his spread. That's where he has his spreads saved.
I think
the tax folder again.
Right. Dave's bank.
Banking information.
Dave's banking information.
See, this just shows how debaucherous all of you are. If I want to look at nudity, I'll look at nudity. I don't have to have it saved in some special file.
What was her name again?
What was her name? Plopped right out.
Twins -115. I have all the spreads here. Orioles -165.
Which twins are they?
Those are my ladies.
Mariners minus 120. Let's see what the Yankees minus 115 tonight. Going up against the ace of the Diamondbacks.
Good, good pitching matchup tonight.
Mets are minus 130. If they play that
if
game,
if they
though.
Play that game.
Yeah, and they probably won't, you'd have to imagine. Let's go to Black Belt Mark. Good morning, BBM.
Good morning, gentlemen. First, I want to say I'm trying to arrange my schedule so I can drive up to Stanford and watch you guys play pickleball and wrote for you guys over Amani and Anita.
That's nice. Did you say wrote for us?
I think he meant root.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he meant root.
Root.
Oh,
root.
Gotcha. We'll
Sorry.
Take it.
Mark, yeah. Don't worry. He called a pimento cheese sandwich a palmetto sandwich, so don't worry about it.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, you're on the air as much as you guys. Mistakes happen.
Exactly.
You guys are pros. And first, how impressive was it to learn about Mel Kiper's unprecedented pie versatility yesterday?
I actually was turned off by it.
I was actually, yeah, I was kind of sad.
He's been like a pumpkin pie aficionado for all these years, and then he just kicks it to the curb, and he's like, oh, the strawberry, the cheesecake. No, I didn't like it at all.
Okay, fair enough. So, Rick, I have a question for you as a former professional athlete.
Okay.
Now, my master always said that fundamentally all sports are the same. You need to have the correct balance, like a quarterback getting his feet, hips, and shoulders lined up correctly, a martial art fundamental as well. And your eyes and mind have to process the game faster and more accurately than your opponent. So I came up with my own saying. Victory lies in the gap between anticipation and hesitation. If I can make my opponent hesitate, and I can correctly anticipate.
Is there a question coming here, Mark?
No, it's just a great. That's actually pretty.
Well, no, I like it. I'm just wondering if because we got
I'm
three
asking,
stars and
I'm
stuff to get to.
Yes. To hear Rick's opinion that you can beat the more physically talented athlete 90% of the time if you can do that. What do you think?
Well, no, I don't know if it's 90% of the time. I think if you have an opponent that is able to process the game at the same speed as you, and they're a more talented player. I mean, the more talent is probably going to win out. But yeah, I mean that's the goal of any sport. I tell my kids that all the time. As you get level to level, I'm sure Ben's dealing with this with baseball and everything else. Is all the kids are going to be talented? All the kids can throw hard. All the kids can run fast. All the kids can skate and shoot hockey pucks. It's how you process the game.
Now, yes, the mental makeup of a player is so important.
Right.
So important.
How you deal with the moment, how you deal with pressure. Like even the little intricacies of when, as Ben learns to play the outfield, how to judge a ball off a bat, the angles to take.
Yeah.
All that stuff is like, there's a reason why.
And I tell him all the time, like because he's so smart. I was like, you're smarter than everybody. You should never be outthought on the field. You can have a guy throw the fastball 93 and you can't touch, and I get that. But no one should ever be smarter than you on the field. Like, you should think the game better than anybody else. And that's, Alex is amazing at that in lacrosse. Because Alex is small,
mm-hmm.
but he outthinks everyone on the field. Like, he sees things three steps before right. anybody else does. But I think it's such an important part of the game.
No, I played a game. So, to the point he just made as far as anticipation and stuff, there's a game that I played where it was like one of those almost out-of-body experiences where I can still remember, and I can barely remember any of my career, but there's mm-hmm. like this one, it was a game against the Flyers, and I used to always struggle in Philadelphia, and it was just one of these games where I was so dialed in that I actually, like, it was almost like the game stopped. And I, for some reason, just saw that the player on the boards looked up, and I looked to my right, and there was a player wide open on the back door, and I was like, he's going to make this pass. And before he even put the puck off his stick, I stepped out and put my stick out, knowing that the pass, puck came, I poke-checked, and it was like, it almost took me back. Like,
but that happens very infrequently,
yeah, but
right?
I was like, why can't I? Then I was like, why can't I do that all the time? But right. it was just one of those.
Well, it's just the perfect moment.
Right.
Like,
it's just
you're
everything
just dialed into that extent.
Wish you could just capture that moment and then just always have
it. Well, you had it. You just can't duplicate it. Right. Therein lies the problem. So tonight, what do we have? The Mets in action, potentially.
Hopefully.
We have this is a big Knicks game.
Yeah.
It is. It's a big, Knicks game. You don't want to lose three in a row.
Yep.
And then I know you have Milwaukee coming up, so Celtics later in the season. We're at the end. Rangers, Knicks, Islanders.
You got a couple tough games left. This is one of them. You play Sacramento. You got Milwaukee. You got Boston.
Right.
You
Bulls
got the
three
Bulls
times.
Three times. You got the Nets.
Nets are brutal.
But we're
brutal.
Getting down to it. I mean, there is definitely a benefit to finishing third. Obviously, there's a benefit of finishing. I don't know. I just don't. We'll see what happens. But finishing four or five puts you in a spot where if you do get to the first round, having to play Boston in the second round as opposed to the East Conference Final.
That'll be tough. It certainly will. All right, Raymond, three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
They had revelations. I mean, we revealed Ben might be a genius with his 1,300 SAT score. That
he
got
a 1,340, and he's very
disappointed.
With that.
Very much so. And you know what? He's probably going to end up with a 15-something and probably be disappointed with that as well. He's so much smarter than us. Good luck, Ben. I hope it works out for you. And with those smarts, you can figure out a way when your dad asks for assisted suicide to get him to one of those booths in Switzerland, I think is where they are.
Number two.
Another revelation. How about Stamatis's Mr. Met? No, that's not what I'm talking about. The revelation is we might have a new segment, Rules by Rothenberg.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the flea. I found out what the flea flicker, why it's called the flea flicker. Dave, I'm disappointed you didn't know why the Hail Mary was the Hail Mary, but that's okay. I appreciate you.
Number one.
Quite a day for you.
I think there's a better move called the flea flicker, too.
Quite a day for Dave.
I didn't see that coming.
Dave is in his incredible recollection about Tara Reid and her
the bosom.
That's right.
Right. It just popped right out.
And also a day for you.
Did you know it was La Quinta?
Yes, I knew it was La Quinta.
La Quinta. I got a lockdown sandwich now.
I'm just going to wrap up with your other two hits of the day.
If players I'm intrigued by are alive,
you'll watch.
Were you impressed with my cornholing?
I was very impressed.
Thanks, Raymond. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, but like a champion. It's D.P.H. Rothenberg.
Carpe Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Did you know it's La Quinta?
Thanks for listening to the D.P.H.R.O. and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.